at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening
with
in
me today
Hayward
is
today.
Mona,
and she is an elder with the Lakota Ojibwe tribe, and she's also the manager of a coffee shop that I talk about a lot here at WHSM. It's called Kubi's Coffee, and it's located on the corner of County Road B and K. But I also mentioned, you know, what Kubi's is there for. It's a nonprofit, and it's there to support the community. So I asked Mona if she'd come in and just tell us a little bit about Kubi's, its purpose, the mission, and where the funds go that are brought in at Kubi's. And so, Mona, thank you for coming in, and I appreciate all that you do for the tribe and for the Elder Association. Tell us a little more about what Kubi's stands for.
Well, the name means great-grandparent.
Okay.
And I am.
Yeah.
And it's a number of elders are behind me. You know, and they support. When they could, they worked. They can't. I'm still hanging in there.
Yeah, right.
But not for long. I'll be 81 on Saturday.
Oh, dear.
So,
yeah.
But I'm still going strong, I think. Kubi's is to help the people in the community that need some help, especially those that fall in the cracks.
Yeah.
They, you know, yeah, you're making a good salary, but you don't have enough money for this or that. We're a small community. We know who needs help. Yeah. So when someone comes and says, I need some help with this or that, I know they do. And if I don't know you, I'll know somebody who does, and they'll say, yes, they really do need
sure.
help.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so we do what we need to, and we do it sometimes with a handshake. Sometimes it's just giving them the money.
Right. Okay. And it's all different ages in the community. It's
yes.
It's not just
yes.
the elders that you're helping.
No.
It's the elders who are supporting the program.
Well,
if it were.
The latest thing that I've done is there's this, this woman has a child that's interested in theater arts.
Okay.
And there's no place right around here for that.
Right.
And so they're having to go all the way to Drummond.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a long time, 2 and 3 times a week. So Kubi's helped with gas money for that.
Okay.
And then she came back and she showed me pictures of where her child, is maybe 12 years old,
yeah,
was in a play, and a long play. It was a 3-hour play. And I mean, the mother was just in tears, so excited. That's why I do it. I love seeing that. It's
yeah.
wonderful.
Yeah.
So it's not always a hardship thing. I mean, all that gas is a hardship, but it's not like
right.
something really tough. And we give $50 for every LCO graduate.
Okay.
And 1 year, that was pretty tough.
There was a lot of graduates.
There were 33
year.
Graduates.
Yeah.
That was kind of tough, but I enjoy that, and I couldn't do it without the people that come in.
Yeah.
I can't call them customers. I have to call them family.
Yeah.
They are so nice, and there's quite a few that are, they come in every day. It's like family.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy spending time with them when I can.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that come in are so, so generous. It makes me feel good that there's good in this world.
Yes.
As much ugly stuff goes on, there's a lot of good people here.
Yeah.
Because even the tips that we get goes into the pot.
Okay.
So when I say we don't get paid, we don't get paid. Not
right.
a penny. And yeah. a lot of times I'll just, oh, well, I know we need this, and I'll just add to it.
Yeah.
You know, to help.
So we're talking about Kubi's Coffee. It's a little coffee shop on the end of a strip mall that has many different tenants next door, fireworks and different things. But it's right on the corners of B&K, and you run this coffee shop there. And
mm-hmm.
tell us a little bit more about the coffee shop and what you offer.
Well, We have espresso coffees, and if I have the ingredients, you tell me what you want, and we'll put it together.
Yeah.
I have brewed coffee. I have homemade sodas. Not you mix two flavors together, and we'll make a soda out of it.
Yeah.
I have smoothies, and I have nothing is pre-mixed.
Yeah.
If you get a smoothie, you're going to get fresh frozen fruit.
Yeah.
And the milk and whatever else goes in the smoothie you want. We have ham and turkey sandwiches. I buy a bone-in ham.
Yeah.
And we slice that up, and the bits and pieces that don't get sliced up gets in the bean soup.
Yeah.
I buy Jennie-O turkey breasts and slice that up, so you're not getting this deli stuff where you don't know how they could get it as thin as they do.
Yeah, right.
Ours
yeah.
aren't that thin.
Right. And our, it's all homemade right
all
there
homemade.
On the site. It's not,
and
yeah.
One of the fun things is we have our own garden now. Rhonda, she is the one doing the gardening for us, and so we're growing our own zucchini yeah. and carrots and peppers and all of that. So
oh,
all of that's
very nice.
That's fresh that goes into our soups.
Yeah.
We do our own bakery. We bake from okay. scratch. The stores in town have the large cookies that cost you $2.50.
Yeah, right.
We have the large cookies and it cost you a dollar.
Yeah. Well, very nice, Mona. Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming in and chatting with us about what Kubi's is and the purpose and the mission. And I always say, we got to pay you someday, but you won't take it. You won't take
no,
a pay. You,
no.
It's all volunteers. So.
Yes.
Even the lady in charge. So
I get paid by the smiles
yeah.
and the thank yous and things like that. That's payment. That's enough. Awesome.
Thanks, Mona, for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything going on in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back with more Hayward information Monday morning. It's 8:29.